AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will meet at a summit in South Korea next month, and he will travel to China early next year. The two talked on the phone today to finalize a deal to allow TikTok to keep operating in the U.S. The House has passed a bill that would fund the government through the middle of November and avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the month. But passage in the Senate is uncertain.
The ball is in Chuck Schumer's court. I hope he does the right thing. I hope he does not choose to shut the government down and inflict pain unnecessarily on the American people. I hope that they will vote on this clean short-term CR so that we can continue the work to get our appropriations done.
House Speaker Mike Johnson had few votes to spare. The vote was 217 to 212. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats are working to protect health care.
Will we stand up for the health care of the American people, or will we bend the knee to Donald Trump and his continued efforts to gut health care for everyday Americans?
The Senate has a scheduled recess next week because of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. A new AP Newark Center poll says Republicans' outlook on the direction of the country has soured dramatically. It was conducted shortly after last week's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to halt an order letting transgender non-binary people choose a passport sex marker. Mudslides and debris flows knocked down trees, plowed into homes, and trapped drivers for 10 hours after several Southern California communities were hit by heavy rain. No injuries were reported. Protesters tried to block vehicles outside a federal immigration enforcement building near Chicago, leading to a confrontation with authorities who used a chemical agent to disperse the crowd. Dozens of people carrying American flags and signs with the words, "Hands off Chicago," were at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. Some were taken into custody. This is AP News. The towers of Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral are open again.
6 years after one of the world's most famous landmarks was ravaged by fire, the famous bells ringing out loudly over the city. President Emmanuel Macron inaugurated the opening, which also marks the final stage of the cathedral's reconstruction. Now the tower tour features new spaces, such as close-up access to the bells. Notre Dame's journey from ruin to resurrection is defined by extraordinary craftsmanship, nearly $1 billion in global donations, and a collective, unyielding determination to rebuild. I'm Charles Duledesma.
Farm Aid, the annual fundraising concerts launched by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp during the farm crisis in the 80s, celebrates its 40th anniversary this weekend in Minneapolis. Organizers announced Minnesota native Bob Dylan will be joining them. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.